happen.
And if there's any paranormal investigators out there in Radio Land, Internet Radio Land, Radio Valencia can maybe use your help. They just did it again. The lights are doing some flickering.
Yeah.
I imagine it's more of a short circuit somewhere, some old wiring, rather than a ghost. I'm going on Occam's razor on that.
Yeah.
Back it up. Back it up. We started with, what did we start with?
Lou Reed doing Andy's Chest.
Yes, that's where we started. And then Whips and Furs by the Vibrators. And then kind of like went for kind of a certain era, but like not one location. It's like England, LA, New York. It's all over the place. But it's like '70s, early '80s punk rock and weird stuff. The Weirdos, Solitary Confinement was next.
From there, we went back to Johnny Thunders and
his more truer form. Yeah,
Chinese Rocks.
Chinese Rocks. Also an excellent Ramon song. I love them both. They're both awesome. And then yeah, Lights Out. They flickered. Right they just when I said lights
right,
out.
They did.
Okay, maybe it is a fucking ghost. Okay. All right. I'm scared. It's going to turn into like the Blair Witch Project show.
Yeah.
We don't know what it looked like, but it sounded like this. Keeping it rolling because I want to make sure we can play all these songs I picked out for us. Teenage Rebel by the Avengers.
Yeah!
Hello.
Howdy.
We're back.
We are. We didn't go very far. Rewind. Okay. We started that set off with San Francisco's own, The Avengers.
Great band. If you ever get a chance to see them live, do.
Still going strong. The song Teenage Rebel. And Scotland's own, The Rizzillos, follow that up.
Some girl power.
Yeah. It's one of the both of them singing on that one. But the song No. And a band called The Crowd. And I vaguely remember them from back in the day, but they crossed into my universe again. Surf punk stuff from Southern California, like 80s.
Right on.
But fun stuff. I threw that one on there. Felt like
the song's called Right There, or Right Time. Right Time.
Flash with, what does that say?
Gerido punk.
What does that mean?
Deer punk.
Deer punk? Like deer punk? Or deer
no,
punk?
Like my dear.
Okay. My darling.
My
dear.
Dearest. Like okay. Dearest punk.
Gotcha. And then we did another one new to me, and I'm really enjoying it, a band called The Scientist. The song called Last Night.
Last Night.
And The Zero Boys with Civilization's Dying, which I've since discovered. I've played a lot of Zero Boys on the show before. This was the one, though. I got this on... these were how important these things were. Do you remember the Rhino compilations? Like,
yes.
Hardcore Punk, Volume 1.
Yep.
Actually, Lee Harvey Roswell gave me some gifts of those big pile of CDs when we first started doing the show. And I think the one that has this song on it... Because you'd get, like, a cross-section, like, 13 songs, you know? It's like, first time I ever heard a G.G. Allin song was
right.
There. You know, like, but this one will always kind of be, like, a... You know, the one that broke me into that. But Civilization's Dying by the Zero Boys. The next set is woven together. I'm doing... what happened was I realized I put three songs together, or was considering a fourth, and it was all SST records.
So right.
I was like, well, fucking just do it all.
Just, do it.
Just get it out of your system best you can in one little burst. So we're starting off this next set with Nervous Breakdown, which my introduction to Black Flag. I got lucky and bought this tape in the used bin, and it was an EP, so it was like $1, you
right.
know, like in the used bin. And it was brand new, and it was short. It was only a few songs on the EP. But it looked like someone had went home, listened to it, put it back in the thing, like, I'm taking that back.
Right.
And I'm, God bless them. Bless their hearts, because that's how I found it.
Right.
And I played that thing till it just did not play anymore. But Nervous Breakdown off the EP, Nervous Breakdown, Black Flag. Black.
Yeah. American trash, you must could ruin a good time.
kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? Cause when I need a friend, it's still you. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello.
Howdy, we're back.
We are back.
Back again. To let you know what we were listening to there. That's our job.
Yeah, we kicked it off with Black Flag doing Nervous Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Felt Like a Gringo by the Minutemen.
I love the Minutemen so much.
So much, so much. And they have this, like, that funky, just weird, like...
Butt chicken.
They just have this funky, weird, like, you know... It's funny because there's things that remind me of them that remind me of Frank Zappa, like
totally.
Music-wise. But
I
like
can say that.
Their songs are like a minute and 15 seconds long, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like the opposite of a,
right of like a 9 minute.
But some of the guitar and the bass, it just reminds me of the way they arrange stuff. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And something I learned today about Husker Du off the album Zen Arcade.
Good, good stuff.
And then there was the one, that song, man, the song where they say the thing and the guitar is really cool. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Freak scene.
Yes.
Dinosaur Jr.
Or if you want to use the Latin for it, sure.
Yeah.
I like to meow out the main lyric of the song that always stands out.
You know I'm a fan of the meow meow songs.
I'll do it all damn day and night. Don't dare me. She Is Not Alone off the first Sonic Youth album, self-titled Sonic Youth. That's a weird and awesome album. I love it. That was actually my first... thing I got of Sonic Youth, I believe, and yeah, real loose and crazy album. We're gonna skip here.
Going to Dead Moon, right?
Dead Moon, as we like to do here, with the song Graveyard.
Made it worse, my life's a wreck. Feels I'm tempting up my Watch out, they fall. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello.
So gas me up and I'll be leaving. Got a pocket full of... Oh, is it? Bet your spandex I won't be in Houston. One place on earth that gives me turbo boosted. So gas me up and I'll be leaving. Got a pocket full of bingo chips and I'm headed straight for Cleveland. That there is fucking poetry.
Yeah, it is.
Cleveland by Rounders Buck. I've always felt for... Since 1994, I felt that that song was 2 minutes and 30 seconds of perfection. Just a great song. But we started that off with Dead Moon, Graveyard... And then Radio Birdman from Australia with Hand of Law. Spooky. Teen Generate with Kicked Out of the Weeblos, a Queers cover. Which is ironic. I paired that up with Sloppy Seconds' Black Roses, which are on tour, I think doing a celebratory 40 years around kind of anniversary tour that's sadly not coming anywhere close to California.
Right.
And the Queers are actually, the band before them covered, they're on tour with them.
Oh, nice.
But I heard on Instagram today that Joe's van broke down and the Queers are going to catch up with him later down the tour.
Oh, shit.
Because of car trouble. So there's a whole bunch of information you didn't need, but I felt like I should share.
I saw Sloppy Seconds at some festival way back in the day.
I saw them when the one time I saw them was when my band The Fairmonts opened up for them. They were that was the pinnacle. And they played the Somber Reptile in Atlanta in the 90s sometime, and it was a lot of fun. Big fat dude just screaming his fucking head off. Right. Man. Like, he knew all these strippers by name and he would dedicate songs to them. It was pretty funny. So, Black Roses by Sloppy Seconds. And we ended up with Cleveland by Round Ear Spock, a band out of Atlanta, off their album 6666 Extra Evil. Came out, and I think it was recorded in 94. I grew up listening to that stuff. I was friends with those guys. They were one of the hometown favorites as far as our punk scene went. And yada, 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 20-something years down the road, you got a band called Billy Bats and the Made Men, which two out of three of the Gomers that are in that band are the son of the bass player from Round Ear Spock from that last band. And we'll be seeing this band, Billy Bats and the Made Men, and you should too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're playing tomorrow.
Wednesday the 24th.
At the Kilowatt, and then... Thursday, the next day, they're playing Gilman out in Berkeley. So you got two chances to see this awesome Atlanta band while they roll through. And we've got 10 minutes left, so I think we're probably just going to go out on a big Billy Bats block of badass music.
Burr, burr, burr.
Paul Bellini is what we're starting off this song or the set with. Claudia, you know what Paul Bellini and a vacuum cleaner you get at Goodwill have in common?
What?
They don't suck.